Thank you, Chair, for your hard work and the very timely recirculation of the papers. And so I'd like to talk about several points and to begin with A. And I'd like to reiterate the importance of the national practices and policies. How should guiding principles put into national practices and policies? I think this is a really an important point, that because that the emerging technologies are around us, and we are developing various systems. And in that sense, I think implementation is really a key, is really the key to move forward. So in that sense, incorporating the elaboration of guiding principles or new guiding principles is really important. And if you look at 15A, which we have probably almost close to an agreement, but it includes various factors, something, and we don't know what range of factors mean. So this is really important to elaborate what we have agreed on. So this is the first point I'd like to say. So Japan can support this language as it is. And with regard to 24B, I think three sessions of 5 days each would be good days, 15 days. But I really would like to echo the others who have the value of the informal consultations and what you have just conducted so far. So while retaining the 15 days or even less days, but I really would like to focus the importance of the informal consultations. And that can be made clear through the program work adoption, or how chair would be issuing the program work in this regard. And with regard to the C, 24C, I think that the here bringing relevant technical experts to participate in the work of the group, I think it's really important. But we say legal experts and technological experts, or technical experts, I don't know. But so we just can say that relevant experts, because that the issue of the laws are very cross-cutting, and I know that there are some specialists have a very cross-cutting expertise in this field. That is really necessary for us to move forward. And with regard to 24D, I have carefully listened to various discussions. And first point that I'd like to raise is that reach common understanding on elements of human control over critical functions. I think that's really important. But the purpose of this is to ensure compliance with the international law. So in that sense, I think just reach common understanding would be good enough, I wonder. So maybe this should be strengthened by adding some word. For example, to lay groundwork for further development and so forth. This is a combination with 24E that will have some meaning. But with regard to the human control over critical functions, I have some difficulty just include this, because that we understand that we have started a meaningful human control over critical functions. And this is a kind of starting point. And what we have worked for so far is how to make a specific based on this starting point. So that the success of the meeting will be measured by the exclusion of control and critical or something, because that we are working hard on what are the characters and what are the elements within this group. So if I can support the kind of quote, meaningful human control over critical functions, I think that that's a very common, I think, language. And so this is a point that I like to raise. And with regard to the work streams, I think that legal, technological, and military is just an aspect. And also, we have some very specific points that are to be discussed in each phase. And as in the case of 15A, a range of factors should be considered. And we need to identify a range of factors that should be considered. And so I think that the area that we need to work hard on is not limited to the 17, 19, 21, and 23. Maybe some agreed points should be discussed in this area. So in the area is probably allow such kind of activities. But I think that, that's the point. And also, if we look at each work stream, that there are various common languages, and it is something is related to the chair's kind of working method, or that can be clarified through program work, and so forth. So I think that the addition of the final paragraph to D. The incoming chair of the group shall propose a draft program work that includes consideration of cross-fertilization of the work streams. I think that that's a very important section, and I hope that in addition to cross-fertilization, for example, advanced planning or result-oriented kind of running of the working groups, I think that that's a very, very important element. And the and also working method is important, and use of friends and chair would help, but if it's not supported by all parties, that can be a part of the program work. And with regard to the final 24E, I think it is really important that what we need to do through a CCW process is really daunting and challenging. We have to do many, many things apart from the conference or meetings. So in that sense, I think it's really important that what we need to work on through the CCW process as well as the laws GGE. So I think the current text will be a pretty robust one that we can have some flexibility as well as the broad agenda we need to work on. I stop there. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.